Plenty of sunshine here at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up over the next couple of hours, here in hour number one, in about 8 minutes or so, I'm going to step out of the bubble. That's going to be the title of a new segment I'm going to try to have on a somewhat regular basis. We hear often about the bubble that we tend to talk to and commiserate with folks with similar points of view. And if you were tuned in yesterday to the Devil's Advocates after we were done here on Bull Falls Radio, on the show with Mike and Dom, we had the owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil. He is the man that basically has taken this organization from the ground up and built it to where it has been incredible growth in the past year or so. And the thing about Sage is democracy is the number one thing that he is concerned about. That's why he's got involved in this. That's why he's decided that after not being in this business his entire life, being very successful in what he had done, he decided he was going to get into radio because of democracy. And he does not want his group of radio stations, Civic Media, to be the mere image on the other side of what is far-right radio. Far-right radio and what we're trying to do here are two different things. And I think that one thing that he has spoken about to me and other folks that are hosts of radio programs on Civic Media is the idea of having conversations with those who do not think along the same lines that we do, that we gets people that we have a discussion with. And the thing is, we can have discussions. We can talk to each other. We can disagree on the issues and not have a toxic environment, not have a situation where you're screaming at each other. So today, I'm going to start my new series, Outside the Bubble. Going to talk to somebody from a conservative point of view about what's happened this week in the elections and maybe a few other issues as well. And a person that I've known for many years, used to work at WXCO under previous ownership, currently works as the radio sports voice for the Merrill Blue Jays on WJMT Radio out of Merrill. Going to talk to Oliver Burrows. I used to actually be on a program with him and would argue with him from time to time politically. But I want to get a perspective from the right on Dan Kelly, on the judicial race, on Donald Trump, on some other issues that, you know, we look at what's going on with conservatives from basically across the street. I want to get some, you know, reasons. Why is Donald Trump still pulling in more than 50% of Republican support in recent polling for their choice for their next presidential nominee, despite the fact that he is right now under indictment? I'm curious about, you know, why is Donald Trump somebody that they have put their arms around in such a big way? What are their thoughts on the state Supreme Court? Is there a worry that the state Supreme Court now going to a 4-3 liberal majority starting on August the 1st? What does that mean to conservatives? So again, from time to time, I want to try to bring in folks that think differently, folks that will give us a different perspective. I'll give my perspective, to our guests and let them have their perspective towards me and have a discussion about it. So again, if you did not listen yesterday in the Devil's Advocates program, go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, or bullfallsradio.com, click on shows, and you can listen to yesterday when our owner Sage Weil was on, talking about what he wants us to be. It's not about vitriol. It's not about lies, to put it bluntly. He wants the truth out there. That's what he wants. He does not want to play games with the listening public. And we have such great respect for what Sage has been able to accomplish and the organization that he's built. And I feel very fortunate to be part of that organization. So, again, we are going to what we're going to call step outside the bubble coming up in the next segment and talk to Oliver Burrows about Election Day and other issues that, you know, me maybe from a left point of view and Oliver from a right point of view, and just to learn a little bit here. And that's something we want to do as well, in addition to trying to push forward democracy and do everything we can to make Wisconsin and our country a more democratic and a better place to live. So we're going to take a quick time out and then come back and have Oliver Burrows on and talk about some of those issues. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Call me a joker, call me a fool, right at this moment I'm totally cool, clear as a crystal, sharp as a knife.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. As I mentioned in the first segment, listening to our boss, Sage Weil, yesterday on the Devil's Advocates, talking about, again, the mission of what we are here at Civic Media, what we're trying to accomplish among the different aspects to be locally based. Here, this program is a Wausau-only program. And, of course, we still bring you Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School Sports. As I like to say, very proud of the fact that we are the only Wausau radio station that still does high school sports. And I'm going to start a segment here today. Take me out of the bubble. Yep, sometimes I find myself in the bubble, talking to people, listening to people that only tell me what I want to hear. And it's good to learn about what others are thinking, others that are maybe think differently politically. So from time to time, I'm going to try to bring on a guest to take me outside the bubble. And that's going to be the start of a new segment, Outside the Bubble. And I'm very happy to welcome into studio a guy that I worked with for many years in this very studio. Normally, I would be sitting where he is sitting, and he would be sitting where I am sitting. But he had hosted a morning show here on Bull Falls Radio for many years. Oliver Burrows, and also right now the voice of Merrill High School Sports on Blue Jay 96.3 WJMT out of Merrill. So, Oliver, thank you for coming in.
Well, I am honored to be here, but you know that intro music, when I was young, you know, I tell students, yeah. I'm OTD, and they look at me like, what? Older than dirt. I tell them I was born there. BC before computers and AD after dirt. Chad,
I know.
A pleasure to be here, and thank you for honoring me by giving me the opportunity to come in and take you. I think we both read it here, take me out to the ball game. But we're going to go outside. We're going to go outside the bubble and
talk some issues. Talk some what's going on. Hey, I guess we'll start off with it was Election Day on Tuesday. And folks on my side of the aisle, very happy that Janet Protasiewicz was able to defeat Daniel Kelly. And now on August the 1st, when she is sworn in, a liberal majority on the courts, 4-3. And as we heard from Justice Kelly, not very happy about the result and about the campaign. Before we talk about what it all means, I've been talking on the air. This campaign, and I think campaigns over recent years continue as I put my hand up, going down, down, down. And I don't think either campaign bathed themselves in glory over the last couple of months. What was your take on the campaign?
In math, we'd call it a negative slope, and that's exactly right, Chad. Now, I'm going to try to bring the data that I have and have a little humor with you right here in my formerly ink-stained hands. But anyway, this email came to me this morning, and it is from a conservative group. I'm just going to share the numbers that this group shared.
Okay.
That, and I want to come back to the phrase dark money, because I got a problem with the use of that phrase, and I'll explain why. Okay. Allegedly, reportedly, in this email, and no derisiveness, you know about my ability with names. I'm going to call her Judge Janet versus Justice Dan. $10.1 million for Judge Janet, $460,000 Justice Dan. Now,
which numbers are those? Are that campaign numbers?
These are numbers. I'm going to read from this email, and I will be brief. Starts with political analysts and pundits will undoubtedly spend the next few months looking under the rocks to determine what happened and why, but one of the most significant impacts made on our state's Supreme Court race was the influx of dark money from George Soros. Mm-mm. You know, I can tell you right now, in South Mountain, a child just tripped on the playground, and it's George Soros' fault. Okay? I'm just saying that.
I tell you, there's that name right there.
Right, yep. And other extreme liberal billionaires who do not live in Wisconsin that came shortly after the primary and allowed, Judge Janet to get her ads on the air weeks before Dan Kelly, to the tune of $10.1 million to his $460,000 as of March 22nd. Now, let's break this down, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what's one of our problems? Money, and this goes all the way back to the Citizens United case. Let's call it what it is. Money is speech. These people speaking from outside the state had a big influence on how the candidates could present positions and issues.
And you know what? And one thing that I thought about during this campaign, number one, you're right. I think that the money advantage did go to the Protasiewicz campaign, but at the same time, it was conservatives that brought this all about because they wanted citizens. And now Democrats and liberals have learned to play the game better in recent cycles. I mean, it really is. You've seen it. It's changed where all of a sudden, remember back, I think it was Mark Newman was going up against Russ Feingold. It was
is this when we go remember?
Way back,
okay.
But, of course, yeah. Russ Feingold made his name with John McCain on campaign finance reform.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually ran an election against Mark Newman where he did not take any soft money, and the rules back then were even different than they are now. And he nearly lost, but he won.
Right.
Nowadays, we won't see that anymore. Everybody's going to, because, I mean, you can't have a moral high ground when it feels like every election is the most important election in the world. And that's what we're told every time now.
Chad, there's the issue. Back when the man who talked about his formerly nicotine stained fingers was on this station, I got on the air with him and I clashed. I lasted about 40 seconds because he was talking about the equivalent, and I'm going to use a real old TV show, Hill Street Blues, after the late Michael Conrad died and they brought in the new desk sergeant. Let's go do it to them before they do it to us. You see, when we get into that mindset, Chad, there is no high ground. And I argued with Rush And I said, that's why I lasted 40 seconds. I said, no, we need to take the moral high ground. It's all about winning. You remember the song Dusty Springfield, For What It's Worth?
Mm-hmm.
Hooray for our side.
Buffalo Springfield.
Buffalo. Thank you.
I did a lot of oldies in the past.
Yep, and I used to play that song, For What It's Worth.
Well, let me
and,
ask
and
you.
And another part here, okay, and then we're going to go to your question.
All right.
Paranoia strikes deep. What is paranoia, Chad? It's an unreasonable fear. I mean, there are some fears that are reasonable. The unreasonable fear is that if we don't win, everything will go to perdition in a peach basket.
And along those lines, we heard what Dan Kelly said the other night. We've heard that now where we don't see people concede. We don't, and I'm going to say this, it happens on the right much more than the left. I would call it the Trump era. Since Donald Trump came into power, it feels like if Republicans win, okay, fine. But if they lose, it was either they were cheated out of it, or it feels as though they feel like they have the right to win every election nowadays. And it feels like it started with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is still, despite the indictments this week, a very popular figure among conservatives and Republicans. You get these emails. I mean, you have your ear to the ground on the right. Why is it now that Dan Kelly felt like he could say what he said the other night? And we hear that kind of language from the right after every election where it feels like they're trying to delegitimize elections more than we saw, say, prior to 2016.
I'm going to go back in history real briefly in answering that. Lyndon Baines Johnson, 1948, first House race. Suddenly at the end, a ballot box with about 215 ballots came in, and all but two or three of them were for him. He won the election.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to our colonial times at the voting place. Free whiskey. Chad, yes, elections have consequences. Court decisions have consequences. But listen to the word that you used. And you know what? The other side would have said the same thing if Kelly won. A conservative majority on the court. If we're going to be among originalists, strict constructionists, textualists, there's no conservative, there's no liberal. You don't read what 16 other judges said. You go back to the document. Now, I know that you see it differently, but the point is it's always been about, and we'll use a sports analogy, the who could get there the firstest with the mostest. And you're right. It has now become, and word has religious connotation. I'm not using it in that sense. The mantra is, we was had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just about delegitimizing elections. And again, without evidence. And again, I would be curious to know if you've seen evidence, because in, say, 2020, where Donald Trump, right from before the election, was saying, I'm going to be suing beforehand, there seems to be a plan every time that, I'm going to say it, conservatives lose an election, the first statement is delegitimize it. Somehow Dominion is switching votes. Yeah. I know nobody that voted for Joe Biden. I mean, we hear media people on the right. I don't know. Well, again, we're in our bubbles. We're trying to get outside our bubbles. Again, what are your thoughts about the pattern of delegitimizing elections?
That pattern exists in part to energize the base. If you don't get out there, and I've seen this within the religious/Christian community where I get emails. If you don't give, this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it has become a pattern in our society. If you don't do it, something bad's going to happen. Just the fact, Chad, that we use the words liberal and conservative majority, whether we're looking at the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, the appellate courts, the U.S. Supreme Court. Everybody thinks the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California has fallen off the San Andreas Fault. The whole business. The law was never designed to be liberal or conservative. It was designed to be law. And what we find is, and I'm going to use a term here that is philosophical. It's relativism. Those who want to take a strict constructionist, originalist, textualist view, they want it viewed the way it was in 1788.
Do you believe, real quickly, sure, before we have to take a break here, yep, in a minute, do you believe, because Dan Kelly, I think, in terms of the philosophy, agrees with, you would say that he...
I had a chance to ask him a question about that once, so I know how he feels.
So do you feel like, when you look at, again, as much as you don't want to call it the conservatives on the court, do you think that the three conservatives that voted along with Donald Trump after 2020 was voting in that way because of a look at the document through a prism that was not political in any way?
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. Once you start looking at precedent, you go look at any Supreme Court case, the 135 pages in the Dobbs case. How much was precedent?
Let's hold it right there. We'll continue. It is Thursday. I am Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, new segment, Outside the Bubble. From time to time, want to talk to somebody with a different perspective, a different political point of view, and try to talk. Again, as Sage Weil says, it's about democracy. And democracy does not mean left, does not mean right. It means democracy. And we're talking again with somebody from the, I would call it the right side of the aisle when it comes to some political thoughts, Oliver Burrows. And first, Oliver, I got my first baseball game today. Have you had a baseball game yet or a softball
now,
game?
Now, you know, that's like the guy in church and the pastor did this. Go, pastor. And then now you start talking about gossip. Now you're meddling, Chad. The reason I say that is we had three games this week. And due to some programming tonight at 6, they had to not let me go do the game. I'm 0 for 3.
I would be...
I'm looking like my Cubs right now.
If I was you, I would go to my boss and be very annoyed about that. Who happens to be my former boss?
I was going to say, then I might be asking you to be sitting third chair.
There you go.
Anyway.
Again, we are outside the bubble. We're, again, trying to talk, you know, across the aisle, trying to learn a little bit and try to get perspective in a different way. And we were, again, talking about, on the Wisconsin Supreme Court about, you know, it's wonderful to talk about nonpartisans, wonderful to talk about the law, but in that way. But when you look at some of the examples over the years, in recent years, during this, what we call the conservative majority years, I like to call them the Walker years, because I think Scott Walker was the main cog in what's been a conservative revolution within Wisconsin over the last 10 to 15 years. But when you look at, say, we talked about, you know, the Trump case, I would say a similar case would be the gerrymandering case, as I look at it, because you have Robin Voss basically working with Tony Evers. They couldn't come to an agreement, and then the court says, well, we're going to use Robin Voss's maps.
You see, Chad, this gets into where can there be a middle ground? Now, I like to use the color analogy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a black and white person.
Yes,
when I see gray, and when I see gray, I said we just have failed to separate the black and the white.
I thought compromise was a dirty word for you.
In many cases, I do not yield. But I do see certain things that are happening that are troubling. Now, let's look at why the new justice may have a dramatic impact on this state. Now, I am unapologetically, without exception, pro-life. And people start saying about exceptions. Head of the RNC, Daniels, another regional radio personality, has filleted verbally the conservatives, saying we, who are unwilling to yield to exceptions.
I saw a tweet yesterday from Ann Coulter, basically saying the same thing, that here that Wisconsin now has this liberal majority because the conservatives for years pushed through the idea of banning abortion. They got it, and now it's costing elections. So you're right. I mean, you're seeing it all over from conservatives.
But the law goes back to 1849 in the state of Wisconsin relative to abortion. Now, the reason that that's going to become important is this is a law on the books. It was on the books before Roe v. Wade, before Griswold v. Connecticut. And, you know, I've taught constitutional law, so I speak to it from that point of view. That law is on the books. If the court finds, by some reasoning in a 4-3 decision or however it goes, that suddenly a law that's been on the books long before those two cases that changed dramatically the view of life, then what do we find? Are we going to say now that any law, how long, far back do we go, can be overturned just because it's an old law? You know, you can't ride a horse in Pennsylvania. I used to live there after midnight.
Right.
But it's on the books. Can you imagine pulling somebody over at 1 in the morning, operating a Palomino outside of designated hours? The point is here, and I'm not comparing a Palomino life.
Right.
But if these issues are going to be set aside, then we get more and more into relativism about our laws.
Well, and I think it goes deeper than that. I think that, and I think at some point in the future when we have more time. Peel off the onion in different ways when it goes to slavery and a lot of other issues that, you know, the idea that, again, that it's almost, you know, using a religious term, there's almost a holiness to what the founders had when the founders were, again, human beings, where we don't, why we would not be able to take what we learn over the years to make things better. But again.
And Chad, when we have the opportunity to go into the slavery issue, I think you'd find the things that I teach, even in history, and the view that I take based on some of the things that I've seen, you'd find that you understand why the conservatives at times want to plant me in the nearest snowdrift.
Again, we're stepping outside the bubble here, a new segment on this program, trying to cross the divides between left and right and learn a little bit more and have some discussions about issues involving our state and country. I am Chad Holmes, joined by Oliver Burrows. I wanted to talk about, again, what's been going on. What's this, 2023 now, and basically going back. Again, I mean, you can take examples prior to that escalator ride that Donald Trump made when he threw his hat into the ring in 2015. But I don't believe that we would see a number of the candidates that were seen on the ballot on the Republican side in the last 7 years. I don't think we would have heard a speech from Dan Kelly that we did after the election on Tuesday night prior to that. And yet, despite what we know about Donald Trump and what we don't know about Donald Trump, more than 50% in a poll that I saw just this week in a preference poll for the Republican presidential nomination still say they say that Republicans say that they want Donald Trump. Sort of a broad question.
Sure.
Has Donald Trump been a positive for conservatives?
He has been positive in three ways. Okay. One, more of what he said he would do, he did. Now, there's a caveat to that. And that gets into the whole concept that is a-constitutional called executive orders. Mm-hmm. So that's how he did it. Two, he got people believing in his articulated vision of what would make America great again. Okay, he articulated it. Possibly the best articulator since Ronald Reagan. And the third thing he did, and I'll clean up the language from the movie Network, he got the American people mad as heck, and they weren't going to take it again. Now, what does that do, Chad? When we are ruled by emotion, I don't care where you are, from far to the left, far to the right, when we are ruled by emotion, logic, reason goes to the side. That's not what our founding fathers wanted.
I was going to say, the next question is, I think you articulated very well, but has Donald Trump been good for America?
In ways of some of the things he accomplished, yes. I would not have any problem saying Donald Trump is unpredictable. And when we start talking about those who may be, quote, enemies, unquote, of the United States, that had a certain value. Has he been divisive? I do not find his language. I do not find his tone at times at all acceptable.
Yeah,
and that's the problem.
And you mentioned Ronald Reagan. Like him or dislike his policies, and I think there's plenty of reasons to dislike especially the economic policies. And I think that, you know, that Trump continued the Republican trickle-down theory with his massive tax cut. But dislike or like policies, Ronald Reagan, at the very least, tried to lift America, the shining city on the hill.
Yes.
Donald Trump tries to use every wedge between the people of this country and tear them apart. I mean, you can talk about issues or whatnot, but I think the fabric of this country has been ripped significantly because of Donald Trump. And I think the latest example is Dan Kelly. Do you think when's the first time you ever heard of Dan Kelly? I mean, I'm just curious.
Did you? About 4 years ago.
Okay. Do you think Dan Kelly, prior to Donald Trump, just listening to, you know, reading about him and knowing about him, would ever have talked in that way prior to Donald Trump?
I can't speak for pre-Trump Dan Kelly. I knew him during the Trump era. I asked him a question. I heard him speak.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think is it becomes emboldening because people see the results. If Chad, it's only the end. You know, let's go back to that old expression, the end justifies the means.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my world. Because now what are we hearing? MillionVoices.org, John Graves, others. Well, if they're going to ballot harvest, we're going to ballot harvest. It wasn't okay to do, but the other guys are doing it, so we got to do it, just like I quoted that.
Mm-hmm.
Do it to them before they do it to us. No, it's either right or it's wrong. There are three pairs of words, Chad, that I think should be concentric circles, and at best they're Venn diagrams. Right and wrong, moral and immoral, legal and illegal. They should all be concentric circles. If you're not a math person, that's one circle on top mm-hmm. of the other. At best, they touch. Maybe they overlap a little, and we've lost that compass of, it's not that you should be satisfied. I was so over-torqued with the officiating in the Iowa game. I was fortunately watching by myself because, you know, I'd need to foam brick. And when I got done, I had to say, I can prove mathematically officials decide games. But in that game, LSU probably still would have won, but the officiating was horrible. But what was the tone afterwards? What have we seen now? You know, now First Lady Jill Biden has to apologize for wanting to invite Iowa. A joke. Things like that. Chad, the loss of civility. I can be passionate. I can say absolutely not, can't agree with you on this point, but what I will say is I need to teach you with respect.
And we got less than 2 minutes to go, and I wanted to ask one more thing.
Absolutely.
Because I think a lot of what is causing, again, the rips in the thread of what we are is about where we get our information and what we listen to and whether or not we can trust that information. From what you have been hearing from, you know, folks on the right, mm-hmm. I think a lot of us here on the left see what this Dominion lawsuit has been finding out about what Fox News does and how they treat their viewers. What is the thought on the right? Do they feel like do they even notice what's going on with that? Do they realize what Fox News, how they look at their viewers? I guess I would.
With 60 seconds and counting, I will tell you this. It boils down to the fact that our side is right, their side is wrong, and everything's being manipulated. And when you get into that, the rule of law, which in a republic where I think we were called to be versus a democracy where where we've become. Chad, I'll tell you what my greatest fear is. Whether it's from the right or the left, we're moving toward totalitarian government because of the fact that we've lost the civility, we've lost the ability to persuade, and everybody's against us.
Very interesting. Again, I think it's important to have these discussions to be able to find out more about what the other side of the aisle thinks. I really want to get you back at some point to talk about judicial philosophy. And also I want to talk about, you talk about issues that maybe Donald Trump worked, that worked well. I kind of want to get deeper into that because I really don't see a lot of it, but I'm kind of curious and I want to kind of give some thoughts on that as well.
Chad, I was teaching economics when Ronald Reagan was in office. I would be honored to come back and talk about those topics or anything else outside the bubble.
Absolutely. Again, that's Oliver Burrows. We're going to come back, have more. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, if you haven't got the Civic Media app, get it. Get a chance to tune in, Bull Falls Radio, and all the other stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, all in one simple place. Also, a chance to go to our podcast page, listen to this show and other Civic Media shows on a podcast, our play-by-play sports as well. And I say that because today, exciting, we got sunshine, and for the first time, we will have spring high school sports. In fact, I will be having the Wausau West Warrior baseball team in their season opener against La Crosse Logan. It is a doubleheader, and during the spring sports season for the late afternoon games, they will air only online at bullfallsradio.com and Sports Stream 2. So again, you go to bullfallsradio.com and then you see the listing of the programs, what's on the air now, and right below that, you'll see Sports 2 Stream and Sports 3 Stream. And you just click on the Sports 2 Stream, a little box will pop up, and then you hit the start button, and you'll be able to hear it on your computer. So again, at 4 o'clock, I'll be on at 3:50 for the pregame. So 3:50 pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch, Wausau West against La Crosse Logan in the first game of a doubleheader. And then later on, sometime after 6 o'clock, for game number 2 of the doubleheader, we will have that one live here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Not sure exactly what time that will be. Depends on the length of the first game. So again, for Wausau West baseball today against La Crosse Logan, game number 1, first pitch at 4 p.m., bullfallsradio.com, click on Sports Stream 2, Sports Stream 2, and you just click that button, box will pop up. Click the start button, and then you'll be able to listen to it. And then for the second game tonight, it will be broadcast right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Got it. Hopefully you got it. Hopefully you'll be able to tune in because it's great to be able to go outside. It's going to be chilly. I know that much. I'll be bundled up, but still good to have some outdoor high school sports activity. And again, we are so very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still covers high school sports on the radio here in Wausau. So again, Wausau West, Newman Catholic, Marathon High School Sports. Our first Marathon and Newman Catholic spring sports broadcast will be coming up on Monday as the Cardinals and the Red Raiders will face off in baseball. So again, Marathon, Newman, Wausau West, you can tune in all season long here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also in sports, last night was a good night for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks clinched the best record in the NBA and home court advantage throughout the playoffs with a 105-92 win over the Chicago Bulls. So the Bucks now 58-22 on the season with two games remaining in the regular season, and they will have home court each and every round, including the NBA Finals, should they make it that far. Denver last night in the Western Conference clinched the number one seed with a 52-27 record. So Denver, number one seed in the West, Bucks, number one seed in the East, and the road to the NBA Finals and the NBA Championship goes through Milwaukee. And last night was impressive for the Bucks because they did not have Giannis in the lineup. They did not have a number of their players. Chris Middleton left very early in the game, and the Bucks, five, six regular players were out, and yet they were still able to win, led by Drew Holiday and also Bobby Portis. So, again, just a deep, deep team. It's going to be a very exciting playoff for the Milwaukee Bucks as the playoffs getting underway in the next couple of weeks. Also, boy, what a run it's been for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers complete a series sweep of the New York Mets 7-6 yesterday, and it was a thriller. The Brewers won it in the bottom of the ninth inning. Garrett Mitchell, a walk-off home run to lead off the bottom of the ninth, and the Brewers win their fifth game in a row. They're 5-1. The Mets, who are expected to be among the best teams in the National League, I think they still will be. Something I said yesterday, when it comes to baseball, 162 games in a season, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be, you know, the dog days of summer. It's not like, say, the NFL. If the Packers lose their first game and then they're struggling in game two, people are going crazy. Last week, the Brewers got shut out in their first game. They were down 1-0. They had not scored a run into the eighth inning of game number two. I mean, they had 16 straight innings with no runs. Then they were able to score three in the eighth, beat the Cubs Saturday, beat the Cubs Sunday, and then sweep the Mets this week. So, again, really impressive start for the Brewers. 5-1 on the season. First place in the NL Central. Again, I know it is early, but still, when you say first place in the NL Central, no matter what time of year it is, it still feels good. But you recall last season, the Brewers got off to a very good start last season. They were among the best teams in the National League in the first half of the season. And then, of course, they made the trade. Josh Hader sent them off to San Diego, and things kind of went downhill fast for the Brewers after that. So, the Milwaukee Brewers, five wins and one loss, five wins in a row. And, again, knocking off a team expected to be very good. The New York Mets, the highest payroll in Major League Baseball. And coming up for the Brewers next, the big rivals. Yep, the big rivals, the St. Louis Cardinals. It will be a three-game weekend series at American Family Field. It may be early, but still, you'll want to be able to knock off the Cardinals whenever you can. So, good news for the Bucks, good news for the Brewers, good news for me with high school sports getting underway. So a lot to look forward to as we get into spring. And one of the great things about spring is after spending so much time indoors, whether it's you, I'm sure, spending a lot of time indoors, or me, who spend a lot of time indoors during the winter in high school gyms and high school ice arenas, it's great to get out, even on a chilly day, to be able to get out and enjoy some spring weather and some spring high school sports. So again, just a reminder, coming up at 4 o'clock, the first pitch for Wausau West against La Crosse Logan. Again, you can hear that game live online only, bullfallsradio.com. Click on Sports Stream 2. And then game number two of the doubleheader later on this evening, sometime after 6 o'clock, you'll be able to tune in right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. One more hour to go. Coming up in the next hour, we will take a look at the weather forecast. And also, since I'm heading off to do that baseball game, we're going to bring back a recent interview we had with the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. That's coming up as well in hour number two. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.